All right. Welcome back. Betty and I are still here, Pastor Marcia and Betty. And you know what? What a joy that first hour was, Betty. What an amazing, amazing time, wasn't it? Are you there?
Well, I tell you, yes, I'm here. Sorry, I had to go in out and get a Kleenex.
Go ahead.
The greatest thing I think that God gives us is the ability to praise Him.
Amen.
And the ability to walk in His anointing.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's just absolutely amazing what God does. And He does it, and we've talked about this on the radio before, He's quick.
Amen.
It's happening very, very suddenly. Suddenly moment.
Yes.
And things are going to seem like that things are out of control. God is in control.
Amen. And He is, and He is. Praise God. Woo. You know, we just did our station ID, and one of the biggest blessings of the last 3 or 4 weeks has been that we are now an FM station, not just an AM that has been this way for so long with 1340 AM and 1350 AM and 1400 AM. We are now an FM station, 106.1 FM in the Tampa Bay area, and also 104, and I don't have the rest of it right in front of me, 104 something in North Tampa, Wesley Chapel, Zephyr Hills, Dade City. So we've got much more coverage now in the Tampa Bay area for these shows. And every Saturday and Sunday, we are on StarcomRadioNetwork.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, for this show, Living the Good Life, for 2 hours, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, followed by our Go Yard show, our Thursday night counseling life coaching show, right at noon Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Four words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Betty, you and your daughter Megan hardly ever miss one of our Thursday night life coaching shows with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel, do you?
Not very often. I tell you, it is so enlightening to be able to have something that you can listen to that can be a life changer. This show is a life changer. You know, the people that have abuse issues, I mean, you guys have covered so many things that are critical,
right,
in today's world.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic with you and Dr. Angel. You guys, I call you the dynamic duo because you guys feed off of each other. I mean, it's just like you know what the other one's going to say, and it's just, I mean, it is amazing.
Oh, and it's not scripted at all. You know, really, we pray before we go on the air, like we do on this show too. And I believe that God does that and brings that cohesiveness. You know, it's really a blessing. So, audience, listen to our Thursday night show. It airs 6:06 p.m. Eastern. We are in Clearwater, Florida, so we're Eastern time here. And at noon on Saturday and Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And if you're listening on Starcom, I thank God for that opportunity. We've been on with them now for a year and a half. We love Ed, the CEO of Starcom, and I'm talking to him about getting our new Spanish show on there. So, you know, we just thank God for Starcom Radio Network. It puts us in 36 cities. It puts us in 8 countries, and there's just more that God is doing. So God is doing so much. So praise His name for all of that. And I'm getting texts one right after another here, people that are not being able to access the internet today. I don't know why. We did have a lightning strike a couple weeks ago, and everything was rebuilt, and the radio station is coming through loud and clear. For those of you that are not able to access on TuneIn Radio right now, I don't know why. So even though I'm in the engineer's booth and sitting at the controls, I don't know why. So I will tell you this, though. You will be able to hear this show within a couple days at the latest. It will be on the podcast here. And then within a couple weeks, it'll be on our website, bohmglobal.com. Or you can listen this Saturday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So here we are, Betty. We are going over to Acts 16. We've kind of covered Acts 3. Want to go over to Acts 16 and a situation that happened here with Paul. It was Paul, right? Paul and Silas. Correct. We've been talking about Peter over here, but it was Paul. Okay, so we were talking about Peter and John, but now we're talking about Paul. So go to your Acts 16, and we will get right there in a moment. We are going to start this segment with a song I love. It's a newer song, Praise Adonai.
Like him, the lion and the lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Praise Adonai, from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Of the earth, all the angels and the saints sing praise. Who is like him, the lion and the lamb, seated on the throne? Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Praise.
Praise God. Praise Adonai. Adonai is the Hebrew for Lord, Almighty Lord. And Betty, we're in Acts 16 here. And Paul was traveling here and he got over to Macedonia where he felt like God asked him to go through a dream. And when he got over there and he went to... He walked from there to Philippi, and he got to this main city in Macedonia. And Philippi, of course, has everything to do with the book of Philippians, which he wrote to the church at Philippi sometime later. But on this particular day, in verse 13 of Acts 16, on the Sabbath, he went down by the river, and there was a group of women there gathered for a prayer meeting. And they began to talk with the women, and they began to get saved. And one of them was Lydia, who was a dealer in expensive textiles and a God-fearing woman. And she listened with intensity, it says, in verse 14 of Acts 16, to what was being said. And the master gave her a trusting heart, and she believed. And then after she was baptized, she invited that group in a surge of hospitality, it says in the Message Bible, to come home and stay with her in her large home, I'm sure it was. So Paul and his group that he was traveling with did that. And so in verse 16 of Acts 16, one day as they were going down to that place of prayer, a slave girl ran behind them and started yelling what appears to be an okay thing. She was yelling out, "These men are working for the Most High God. They're laying out the road of salvation for you." Well, that's true, right? But she was a distraction. And she did this for a number of days, and interrupting Paul kept him from being able to be heard by people as he was talking to them. And Paul began to realize, wait a minute, this isn't coming from God. You see, even the demons recognize Jesus. Even the demons know the anointing on people. And this was a disturbance. Although the statements were true, it was causing chaos and distraction and disturbance. And Paul realized it, and in his gut, he knew what to do about it. And he turned and he commanded the demonic spirit that she was speaking from to come out of her. Now, see, she was a psychic and a fortune teller. And the scripture is very clear that that is not of God. Psychic stuff, fortune telling, Ouija boards, that is all very much declared in the book of Deuteronomy as not being from God. And so she was a slave for some rich people in town who used her as a business. She was a psychic and a fortune teller. And so when Paul commanded the demons out of her, they left. And then those people who owned her became very angry. And because their business was interrupted, they dragged Paul into the marketplace and Silas, and they arrested them and pulled them into court with the accusation, "These men are disturbing the peace." You know, it's so like the devil to say just the opposite of what is really going on. What was going on is this person was disturbing the peace and causing chaos so that people couldn't hear what Paul and Silas were teaching. And that's how the devil works. He's an accuser of the brethren, and he's a liar, and this was the opposite of the truth. Talk to me, Betty, about this. Isn't this interesting?
Yeah, it's very interesting because it still goes on today.
Yeah, it does.
It's amazing the things that transpire when the word of God, when there's going to be breakthrough of how Satan comes in and tries an attempt to detour you or
right.
to make it look like that, you know, nothing's going to happen. You might as well go, but nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Again, it's distractions that Satan thinks that he can distract us from the Lord God Almighty.
Right.
Well, the thing that is so cool about this is that once you realize what's going on, and that's what Paul did. He recognized what was going on because the Holy Spirit said, you know, that's not of me.
Right.
Let's take care of it.
Right.
I don't know if that's what he said or not, but...
No, that's something like that, I'm sure.
Let's take care of it. So, I mean, he immediately turned and said, you know, in the name of Jesus,
right,
I command you to come out. And the lady was free of that spirit.
Absolutely. And you and I have seen a lot of people delivered through the years. This isn't a show about deliverance, but boy, haven't we seen people set free.
Oh, yes. The one I was thinking about, something that happened at Cornerstone many years ago, of how the Lord used you to tell us to help spread the gospel and to help people. And you called me out one time, and of course I was somewhat timid back then when it came to praying for people out loud.
Right.
And we laid hands on a gentleman, and he fell to the floor.
Right.
I thought I killed him. And, and I didn't. It was just that the spirit had left him.
Right. Yes.
And it was just amazing the things that that God uses ordinary people.
Right.
To,
yes.
And be able to do his work.
Amen.
And it's when we get out of our comfort zone and we step into that arena, God works mightily, Pastor.
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. And so this is what happened here, you know, and this, that the demonic spirits had left this woman. Now she was no longer of any value to the people who owned her, because she didn't have that fortune telling psychic ability. And this scripture right here reminds us that that stuff is not from God. Don't ever go to a psychic, dear ones. Don't go to a fortune teller. Don't go to a clairvoyant person to try to see your future. The devil is behind that, and he's a liar. And so he may tell you something that might possibly happen, but generally speaking, he's a liar. So be very careful. So anyway, this got so hot and heavy here that the crowd turned into a big old mob over this. They were out for blood. And the judges who were listening to this complaint in verse 22 of Acts 16 went along with the mob, of course, because isn't that the easy way out? And they had Paul and Silas's clothes ripped off and ordered a public beating. And after beating them black and blue, they threw them into jail, telling the jail keeper to put them under heavy guard so that there would be no chance of escape. He did just that. He threw them into the maximum security cell in the jail and clamped leg irons on them. How much more secure can you get than to be in the maximum security cell of the jail and to have leg irons on you? That's pretty bad, Betty. That's pretty bad, don't you think?
Yeah, that's beyond cruel and unusual.
It's punishment. Beyond cruel?
It's beyond cruel.
It's beyond cruel. Okay. Yeah, I thought you said it's beyond cruel.
Cruel.
It's beyond cruel, too. Yeah.
Cruel. Yeah, that is not cool.
Right.
I would. It's amazing, though, that how Satan can think that he can put.
Yes. Isn't it? Yes.
Like Paul and Silas.
Right.
In prison.
Right.
Have them beaten and flogged to the point of near death, and then convince these magistrates to put them in chains, put them in a maximum security cell, which I guess today would be considered solitary confinement.
Sure.
Where, you know, they could see no one, talk to no one. God had another plan, though.
Here comes God with his surprise, like he does so often. But before we get to the surprise, were Paul and Silas discouraged, defeated, depressed? Were they rolled up in a fetal position in the corner of the maximum security unit there? Were they totally crying and screaming? And what were they doing, Betty? Were they doing any of that?
No, they were praying and singing robust hymns to God because they knew in their heart that he was on the way. And that's what happens, people, when we begin to praise God, even in the eye of a storm.
Right.
That God will come through, even though there's a song, and even though our sails are torn and that we can't see, you know, the forest for the trees, God is right in the center. He is holding us with his righteous right hand. He is upholding us. He's still, even Paul and Silas began, and Ray Bolts has a song about that the walls began to shake.
Yes, amen.
Because they were singing and they were praising God. And that's what happens when we do praise God, that the chains that bind us fall off. And that song you played at the first hour, you know, they fall off. They
right.
begin to, they just dissipate. They're not there anymore. And you feel free. You feel exonerated. You feel like that you can finally breathe a breath of fresh air, that you don't have these bags, this baggage hanging on you anymore, that you're able to dance more freely, you'll be able to praise more freely once you relinquish what you have hanging on you, once you relinquish that to God and start praising Him.
Amen. This is a song that has changed services over and over again. Maybe they were singing it clear back then. You're awesome in this place, mighty God. If you know it, sing along.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your holy grace. I can only bow down and say,
you are awesome in this place.
Amen, amen.
Are awesome in this place above.
praise him right now with us. Thank you, God. We bless your name. We love you, Lord. We love you, God. Just praise him right now, right where you are. Your car, your home. Praise him right now. Your name, mighty God. Lord, we give you glory and praise right now. You are our mighty God. You're the healer of our bodies, and you're the savior of our souls. And Lord, we are just amazed as we sit in your presence right now that how powerful and mighty you are, and the amazing way you come and intervene in our circumstances and change them, like you did to Paul and Silas so long ago, as they began to concentrate on you and began to praise you and began to pray and thank you for the answer before they saw it. You moved in their situation in such a mighty way that 2,000 years from then, we are still talking about this amazing event, and it's all because they chose to praise you and pray in the midst of the storm, no matter how strong the storm was. They did not give up in despair. They instead praised you, mighty God. And so, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, and Betty and I together, and our listeners too, Lord, we praise you, we exalt you, we give you the glory, and we give you the thanks for all of this that you are doing in people's lives across the globe as they listen right now, and as they give their mouths and their hearts to praising you, as they lift their hands, as they dance before you, as they praise your glorious name, Lord, that you are going to move in their situation. You are the one who's going to change the events and surprise them with amazing outcomes in their lives. Lord, you get the glory. You get all the praise. You're awesome in this place. Mighty God. Amen. And amen. Betty?
I'm here. Wow.
Wow.
You know, we had several prayer requests yesterday.
A lot of them, yeah.
That came in. And if those people are listening,
yes.
I just
yes.
want you to understand that now we need to praise God and thank him.
Amen.
For the answer. And what we talked about first hour was saying the password was thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for you are so quick to perform your word. That, Lord, if we put you first and we thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord, that you are there on the scene, on time.
Amen.
Without hesitation, you're there. One of the prayer requests is already being answered as we are on the radio today, that finances are coming in to pay for a hospital bill.
Yes.
And we just thank God for people who are so willing to go beyond and do for others as they would have them do unto you. And
Amen.
That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go outside of our walls. He wants us to go outside and do something special for someone. And then give him praise for allowing us to be able to do it. And, you know, I cannot say enough, but when you played that song, is I could not utter a word. And I don't know why, because I'm louder sometimes than you are. I could not
Amen.
Utter a sound because I was just basking in the presence of Almighty God, of not being able to say a word. You know, I can dance. I'm not very well, but I can praise God with my loud voice, with my lungs. And I couldn't say a word, Pastor. Because Almighty God shut my mouth for just a short period of time so that I could hear him
right.
talk and speak, and it's just amazing to me how great and how omnipotent and how wonderful our God is.
Amen and amen. And one of those people who sent that prayer request in, and dear listeners, send them to Betty, PJ, or Shell. If you just send the email prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we're having more people use our prayer line that we've had going for 6 or 7 years. We have a group of prayer warriors, prayers@bohmglobal.com. One of the people that sent a request yesterday during that song wrote on my text, and it came up on my phone. He is so awesome. Amen and amen. One of those people who sent that prayer request in.
Amen.
So praise God. And this is what happened. Verse 25 of Acts 16. Along about midnight, Paul and Silas were at prayer and singing a robust hymn to God. Betty, they weren't doing a little puny, oh, thank you, God. They were shouting like we just were. Yeah. They were praising. Yeah. And it says here, a robust hymn to God. That means they were really putting their praise on. Their praise was coming on. It was on.
And yeah, that's a praise.
They had it on, yes. And the other prisoners couldn't believe their ears. Because people around, when you're praising God in the midst of your difficult circumstances, people around you cannot believe you're doing that. They're shocked. And they don't know why you're doing it. Right, Betty?
Well, and it's just like walking into, like walking into one of your services.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, we were robust when it came to praising God.
Yes.
And if you walk into a sanctuary today, and I did it a couple of weeks ago, is that my heart was just overflowing. I mean, it was just abounding with praise and worship. And it's like, I look around and I think, okay, people, why can't you for once just let down your inhibitions and praise God the way that you want to?
Right.
And it's not because the worship leader tells you to worship that way. It's because you want to.
Right.
So it's amazing to me in this story that, I mean, they had been beaten. They probably hadn't eaten.
Right.
They were probably dehydrated. They hadn't drank anything. They were maybe close to death. It doesn't say that, but they may have been close to death. And still, in the midst, and they were actually bound in chains. They were still
and in shackles on their feet, you know, they were in the stocks. Yeah.
And I'm sure a concrete jail, maximum security.
Right. Leg irons on. Yeah.
Leg iron clamps.
Yeah.
And they still were not going, praise you, God, praise you, God. It was more like, you know, bless the name of the Lord.
Ooh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
They were, it just makes you weep to know that what some of the people are going through now and what some of the people were going back then, that God is still with them.
Amen.
God was still with Paul and Silas and at midnight.
Yeah.
And I the timing, you know.
The timing is lovely. I love it.
The timing is just absolutely phenomenal.
But God's timing always is, don't you think?
Oh, it is. It's just amazing. On time.
Right. On time. Midnight.
Midnight. Let's just do it at midnight.
And everybody's singing. Well, Paul and Silas are singing and praising God. And the other prisoners are sitting there like in wonder, like, what in the heck are they doing? And it says, without warning, in verse 26 of Acts 16, a huge earthquake, of course, that God sent. The jailhouse tottered. Every door flew open and all the prisoners were loose. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to take those chains that bind us right off of us in a miraculous way. And the jailhouse that was shaking, and every door flew open and all the prisoners were loose. And startled from sleep, the jailer saw all the doors swinging open, and he was going to kill himself because, you know, it would have been his life anyway to lose all his prisoners. And Paul yelled at him, don't do that. We're all still here. Nobody's run away. And then this next part of Acts 16 is so wonderful, Betty, because the jailer saw a miracle. And because of the miracle, look what happened. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Go ahead, talk to me about that.
Well, he saw, and I believe that how we act, what we do, maybe not so much in the silence or the secrecy of our home or in our prayer closet, but people are watching us and they're seeing what's different about you. I'm not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we talk it. You walk the talk, you walk the walk and talk the talk.
Right.
And that jailer saw what Paul and Silas were made of.
That's right.
That they were warriors. They were in shackles. But he saw that, and he saw how the other prisoners were reacting. But Paul and Silas were different. What was different about them? Well, I think that jailer heard those songs. Now, this is just Betty's.
I think you're exactly right.
Is that he heard them singing.
Yeah.
And the presence of Almighty God filled that place.
It had to.
That jailer to fall on his knees and say, "Sirs, what do I have to do to be saved?"
That's right. Praise God.
And I'm sure that Paul and Silas probably witnessed to him. They probably witnessed to the whole jail when they were, you know, when they were talking, and when they were singing. They were praising God, and that was a sweet sound into God's ears, and He filled that place with His presence.
That's what happened.
It still gives me goosebumps to understand and feel the presence of Almighty God. And I know they felt it in that jail. Every single one of them did.
Oh, they all did. It said they did. And then when the jailer, you know, falls to his feet and says, "What must I do to be saved?" And then what Paul says in verse 31 of Acts 16 is, "Put your entire trust in the Master Jesus. Then you'll live as you were meant to live, and everyone in your house included." You know, this is what the Christian life boils down to, Betty. Putting your trust in God, receiving Him first as your Lord and Savior, and then trusting Him on a daily, moment-by-moment basis that He is talking to you, that He is helping you get through the hard times of life. And I like the fact that Paul said, put your trust, your entire trust, in Jesus. Isn't that great? I love that.
He didn't mean just a little bit.
Yeah.
He said your whole trust. You have to have the faith and the trust in Jesus.
Whole
to
hog.
Be able to get through. Whole hog, full bore.
Yeah.
It takes, just like with this jailer, I think that he knew what he had to do because the Lord had spoken to him.
Yeah. He saw the miracle.
He saw the miracle.
Yeah.
And he wanted it. He wanted what they had.
Right.
Because there was something missing in his own life and probably in his family. So now he's going to go back and tell his family his entire family, what happened, and that they need this. It's their choice. They've surrendered and said, "God, I need you. I need you now." And that just changes and opens up for so much of a blessing and miracles in people's lives.
Oh, amen.
Just open up and surrender.
So, and trust. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." It's not okay just to say, to get fire insurance and say, "Okay, I'm going to heaven, not hell. I believe that Jesus is Son of God. Okay, that's it." And not really live a life where you learn to trust Him when in the situations. And Paul spelled that out for the jailer and his family. And in verse 32 of Acts 16, it says they went on to spell out, that's where I got those words, in detail the story of the master. The entire family got in on it. They never did go to bed that night. The jailer made them feel at home, dressed their wounds, and then he couldn't wait till morning, was baptized, he and everyone in his family. And there in his home, he had food set out for a festive meal. It was a night to remember. He and his entire family had put their trust in God. Everyone in the house was in on the celebration.
You know, Pastor Marcia, it's a domino effect.
It is.
That happens. It's like if, you know, it's like it's that old commercial. If you tell one person and then they'll tell one person. They tell one person and then they'll tell one
person. Exactly right.
So when you have that domino effect and you see other people receiving something, you want a little piece of it.
You
too,
want that, don't you?
You want
I'll
it.
Take some of that.
Yeah, I'll have some of that.
Yeah.
It all boils down to is having faith and trust, entire trust in Jesus Christ.
You know, that's it. Go ahead.
It's amazing to me how people can stand and you can talk about Christ and they still don't believe. And if they would just try the size of a mustard seed, just try him. Try him and see if he is not going to come.
Oh, amen.
But they just, I think some people, it's fear.
It's fear.
Fear.
Yes.
I can't go there because I'm not good enough.
I don't know enough.
I don't know enough. It's just like people that don't want to be on the radio or whatever. I don't know enough. I don't know enough scripture to be on the radio. You know, I don't either, but God gives me the Holy Spirit leads us and he guides us. And we talked about this many weeks ago about the fork in the road.
Right.
Is that where you have to fully engulf, encompass, and hold on to?
Yes.
Trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you fit the fork in the road and he will guide you.
Amen.
No matter who you are, he will guide you.
Yes.
And thank God that he's still on the throne.
And I like your point where when we tell people, look what God's doing in my life, that they want to know more about it. You know, when you said that a minute ago, it reminded me of being at my great-grandbaby's birthday party yesterday. And their cake, I was sitting there trying some of it, although I shouldn't have eaten any of it. But I just had a little bite, and my nephew stood there, and he goes, man, that looks good. I said, you know, it is delicious. He says, well, because you tell me it's delicious, I'm going to have some, even though I really shouldn't. And he took a bite and then had another big piece. And he goes, oh, my gosh, that's so good. And, you know, if we would do that with our spiritual experience and we would say, God is so good. He is so amazing. In his presence is fullness of joy. And, Betty, here we go in the presence of Jehovah. This song's going to really get to you, dear ones. Listen. Praise his name. Let it sink in.
Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the
Right here in His presence, I want to let you know, no matter how big your problem, troubles vanish. Broken hearts are mended. Thank you, Jesus.
In the presence of the King, you'll find your come right now in the presence of the King. In His presence.
Worship Him with us, will you? Thank Him, praise Him, worship Him. You, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, mighty God. Lord, we give you glory and praise for this amazing music that has drawn us closer to you right now. And Lord, it is a joy to be in your presence. It's a joy to worship you and to praise you and to talk about your greatness and see your mighty moving in each of our lives. Lord, the way you answer prayer constantly, it is so amazing. The way you care about every detail of our lives, the way you heal our bodies, the way you raise us up when our emotions are down and discouraged and depressed. You, Lord God, raise us up to new heights in you. And Lord, it's in your presence that we feel your amazing, amazing power and your amazing anointing on our lives. And it's in your presence, God, where we see answers to prayer left and right every time, all the time. God, you are answering our prayers. You get the glory. You get the praise. Lord, I intercede, Betty and I do right now, in agreement for our listeners, wherever they might be, yes, and Lord, whenever they hear this show, scattered around the globe in all these different countries and different cities. Lord, you know where they are. You know who needs the message of this gospel, who needs the message of this show today. And Lord, we ask that you just cause them to be able to find the show be able to hear it, be able to tune into your presence in a mighty way. Lord, we bless you and we thank you for your precious anointing on this amazing show today, for Nathan, for Betty, for all the contributions, for what you have done in this show to bless so many and will bless so many in the future. Lord, you get the glory and the praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen.
It's your turn, my friend.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes it just, the presence of God, and I don't mean this, I mean this very, very lovingly, that the Lord will knock you to your knees.
Right.
And one of the things that came up during this time was 2 Corinthians 12. And he kept over repeating it. Says, my grace is enough. It's all you need.
Amen.
My strength comes into its own in your weakness. And in your weakness is the time you need to praise him and worship him in the good times and the bad. And especially when we have prayer requests, or we are in the midst of a storm, where you're ill, or your finances are lacking, or your relationships are going out the door, that you feel like you just don't have a friend, is that's where his grace is enough.
Amen.
That we need to lift our hands. However you praise the Lord, lift your hands through dance, through song, through hymn, through prayer, through whatever, is that's when we need the Lord. We need to praise him the most, is during those times.
Amen.
And it's hard to do it. I've been there, and you've been there. Sometimes it's hard to praise God when you feel like that you can't lift your head up off the pillow,
right,
or you can't even lift a finger to push yourself up off of the couch, to be able to get out of bed because you're that stricken with illness. But sometimes through that illness that you will receive a gift, you will know that God is with you and God is for you. If God be for us, who can be against
us? Amen.
That's when the praises of God's people should abound. The city that you live in should hear from your home or wherever, your work or your car, on the beach, on the causeway, wherever it is. Don't be afraid to praise God in the storm.
Right.
And it's just, I don't mean to be so bold and
yes, and you do. You go ahead and be bold, my friend.
But I'm trying to come across as to let you know that it's time. It's time to start giving God the glory that he deserves, because he's brought you through a lot. Without him, I don't know where I would be.
Amen. You know, and Betty, so often people say, well, I didn't grow up doing that. I didn't grow up praising God. That's all weird to me. But let me ask you, my friend, didn't that song motivate you? Didn't that song touch your heart? Doesn't there, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there is that place in your heart that wants to praise God, that wants to worship. And if you don't have that desire at all, and you go, I don't want anything to do with that, then I think you need to take a look at whether or not you have sealed down that relationship with him, whether or not you really have it. Because when you do have it, you want to praise him. Talk to me.
I think that a lot of times, if we let down the wall, if we do what happened to Paul and Silas, is break those chains.
Amen.
Don't let Satan have his way with you. Don't let him tell you that, oh, people will look at you, it'll embarrass you to be able to praise God. In those moments, that's when you need to speak the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Overcome that thought pattern. You have to renew your mind daily to be able to let the praises of God come forth.
Yes. Yes.
Repentance comes after, grace comes after repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it becomes easier. The more you do it, the easier it does.
It does. It really does.
Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen?
You got an amen there, girl. You got an amen. Because it does. I didn't grow up in a church where people openly praise God. My dad was a pastor, but it was very quiet. It was a normal evangelical little church that people didn't get all, you know, jumping and praising, except for one old guy in the church. His name was Mark. And every once in a while, when he would get blessed by something my dad would say in a sermon, he'd pull out his white hanky and begin to fly it, you know, in the air and begin to say, praise God. But he was the only one in the whole place. And I think a lot of people have grown up in that type of situation where it's very foreign to them. All we're saying, dear ones, go back and listen to the show again. Get this down on the inside of you. It'll be up on the podcast here at tantalk1340.com. It'll be up on the podcast under Living the Good Life in the next couple days. Go back and pull it up and listen to this whole show again. Get this music down on the inside of you and know that God loves you and has a plan for you, and he wants more for you than you have ever, ever imagined. Betty, give me some final words, because we got to get out of here. Pete has arrived for the next show.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really neat is that put your faith and trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Let him cleanse you. Let him reveal himself to you.
Amen.
I feel there's some listeners out there that God's been trying to get your attention, but you've kind of been avoiding him.
Right.
It's time to let the barriers down. It's time to let him break those walls down.
Amen.
And let him break those chains and let him minister to you.
Amen.
God bless every one of you.
Amen. Wow, our ending song is coming up. It's Not Far to Jesus, and you know it's not. So it's just a word. Just speak his name. Just talk to him. He wants a relationship with you. Talk to him.
Amen.
Talk to him. If we can help you, you can contact me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can contact Betty and Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Shell through prayers@bohmglobal.com. It's Not Far to Jesus. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister and Betty Thomas and Nathan Burton, all of us from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Have a great week. Again, send your prayer request in, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and know that it's not far from here to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll be right back here in this chair live again next Sunday afternoon, 3:00 Eastern. Tell a friend, have them join us, and listen to this show again on starcomradionetwork.com at 10 a.m. Eastern this Saturday or Sunday. God bless you. See you next week.